This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Want to take a look at this story related to the Trump administration, which is signaling that it will start ramping up federal enforcement as it relates to cannabis. Now, forget what Donald Trump said on the campaign trail and what conservatives say when they talk about states' rights and allowing these states to pass laws and be incubators of democracy and what have you, because the only thing that they are really interested in terms of states' rights is putting in people into slavery. That's right. Modern day slavery and human trafficking is still alive, and the way that they fill up the prison plantations for prison slavery profits is by way of the drug war. Now, Donald Trump is signaling that his administration will not be like the former Obama administration, whereas if you live in a state like Colorado, Washington, Alaska, where they have passed state laws to legalize medicinal and recreational cannabis use. No, they're just going to direct these federal officers to continue to enforce this failed drug war that has solved no problems in terms of people being addicted to drugs. See, they'd rather spend more money locking people up than spending money on getting people help that want help. Now, Spicer, the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, came out with some fake news in a press conference in supporting the Trump administration's decision to go after people in states where cannabis has been legalized. But let's go ahead and read this brief excerpt from CNN. It says, the White House said Thursday it expects law enforcement agents to enforce federal marijuana laws when they come in conflict with states where recreational use of the drug is permitted. I do believe you will see greater enforcement of it, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said regarding federal drug laws, which still list marijuana as an illegal substance. That's a reversal from the Obama administration's stance, which laid out in an official memo that the federal government wouldn't interfere in states where non-medical use of marijuana is allowed. So, and it just comes to my remembrance that also Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, the seat of power of the United States of America Incorporated, they recently passed local ordinances that allow for grown people to use cannabis just like all these other people use alcohol in its various forms. But he told a bald-faced lie trying to link cannabis to the heroin epidemic that you now see. So let's go ahead and pull that up. It says, most drug enforcement operations are carried out by state and local authorities with little involvement by the federal government. Enforcing marijuana laws has been considered a low priority for federal drug agents who have remained focused on curbing narcotics trafficking and combating a nationwide epidemic of opioid abuse. Spicer on Thursday, however, and this is totally fake, link marijuana use with the widespread abuse of painkillers, suggesting that allowing recreational use of marijuana could be interpreted as condoning drug use more widely. See, here's the problem with that logic. It has been well documented that the current heroin epidemic that we are seeing is related to pharmaceutical drugs, not cannabis, from doctors over-prescribing pain medication, stuff like Oxycontin and the like. That is the cause, researchers have said, of the reason why so many people are addicted to opioids or addicted to heroin. So he goes on to say, when you see something like the opioid addiction crisis blossoming in so many states around this country, the last thing we should be doing is encouraging people, Spicer said. There is still a federal law that we need to abide by when it comes to recreational marijuana and drugs of that nature. So he's trying to link cannabis to heroin, and there is no link. The two aren't even in the same drug classification. And again, how is adults using substances recreationally condoning the current heroin epidemic? Okay? It makes no logical sense. This is just an excuse to keep filling up the prison so that they can continue to allow corporations and the states and federal government to profit off of the enslavement of individuals here in the United States. Again, they only respect states' rights when the state says it has a right to enslave people. Now, a lot of people who use cannabis are soldiers who are returning from the battlefield. There has much been written about PTSD and how a lot of soldiers use cannabis to help treat their PTSD. And there is scientific evidence and studies that have been done that shows that cannabis is a safe treatment for PTSD. And there are a lot of soldiers. I have estimated that there are close to 1 million U.S. veterans in prison behind cannabis and trying to treat their PTSD. Here is an article that I wrote a couple of years back about cannabis use. If I can just get it to scroll down here, I'm having a little bit of technical problems. Here we go. I wrote an article where I did some research and I estimated that U.S. taxpayers are spending an estimated $15,653,500,000 a year to incarcerate veterans over nonviolent drug offenses. And by far, the research is there. Most of the people who are incarcerated on a prison plantation today in the USA is behind nonviolent, quote unquote, drug crimes. They're not in prison because they raped anyone. They're not in prison because they're bank robbers. They're not in prison for any other crime that violates another human being, whether that is violating their person or violating their property. That's not the reason most people are in prison. It's behind nonviolent drug crimes that Nixon stated that he created to target hippies at the time who were against the Vietnam War and to specifically target black people. Again, this is a matter of freedom and liberty. This is a matter of people having dominion over their own bodies. We hear that often about when we hear people who talk about supporting a woman's right to choose. Oh, it's her body, it's between her and her doctor. But no, when it comes to using cannabis, no, we got to put you in prison for that. Mind you, if we're talking about, like Sean Spicer, the heroin epidemic, where you're seeing a whole lot of overdoses, no one has been documented to have overdose on cannabis. Again, it is safer than alcohol, but we certainly don't have a problem with promoting alcohol on television, selling it at all these sporting events and on every street corner there. You can buy alcohol. So enough with the hypocrisy. Let's use science and common sense. There is no reason that people should be put into prison slavery over cannabis use, especially in the states that have legalized cannabis use. And I also lay this at the feet of the former CEO of USA Inc., Barack Obama, because he could have removed cannabis from the federal scheduled list of drugs, and he refused to do it. He'll brag about or talk about how much he used to use cannabis, and he'll tell college students, hey, if you use cannabis, don't post pictures of yourself using cannabis on the internet. That's not a good idea. But yet, this man refused to remove cannabis from the DEA scheduled list of drugs and get the federal government out of the cannabis regulation business, or prohibition, I should say. All right, this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. If you would like to support independent black media, make a donation today to the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. You can also follow us on Facebook at Black Talk Radio Network, on Twitter at Black Talk Radio, and you can visit our home, blacktalkradionetwork.com.